All right, y'all, let's get into it. So on this first episode of What Tiff Talking About, Tiff is going to be talking about do's and don'ts of buying a home. Now, you may say, oh, we hear this all the time. We already know. But there's some things you may not know. And that's why Tiff is here to educate you on what to do and what not to do. So I'm going to get into what to do. So we're going to start with the good stuff first, and then we'll get to what you do not want to do, because I don't ever want to see any of you, my friends, in a position to where you take yourself out of being able to purchase a home. So simple 101, buying a home. First thing is first, you want to find you a real estate agent like myself. No, seriously, you do want to have a real estate agent that is going to be able to represent you throughout the entire transaction. Once you have your real estate agent, you must, hear me clearly, unless you're paying cash, you must get approved so that you will know how much house you can afford. And one thing I want to just kind of advise you of, let's say you're approved for a $500,000 house. Now, you want to make sure that your agent and your mortgage loan officer educates you on what that will look like to get you into a $500,000 house. If that is at the very top of your budget when everything is said and done, you may want to look a little bit under your budget so that you still have some room there for wiggle room, emergencies, and different things like that. So you also just want to make sure you have a clear understanding what is needed to buy a home. You know, when you're buying a home, there's some components to that that come into play, such as when you get under contract of buying a home, you'll want to make sure that you get the home inspected. Now, this is not a requirement, but it is highly recommended that you have a home inspection so that you will know if there's any underlying issues that are not apparent to the naked eye that are going on with that home. Because after all, this is probably going to be one of your biggest investments that you make in your lifetime. So you want it to be right. Now, we're going to get into what not to do when you're purchasing a home. Now, there is more things not to do than to do when you're purchasing a home. Now, you want to make sure you do not, listen to me, people, do not go out shopping for items. Your girl here didn't listen when she was purchasing her home. So let me tell you what I did. I'm out, first time home buyer, and my real estate agent told me, do not make any big ticket purchases. Well, Tiff decided she was going to buy this high efficiency washer and dryer that was on sale at Kunz. So I went, my sister was with me, and they had a washer and dryer that was high efficiency. And at the time, those front load washer and dryers were very popular. They were a thing. And Kunz was having a Memorial Day sale. I never forget. Remember just like it was yesterday. And the sale just so happened to be ending that same day that I was at Kunz. And I'm thinking, I know what my real estate agent said, do not buy anything big ticket, but you know what? I need this because this is kind of like a once in a lifetime purchase. So Tiff goes and buys this washer and dryer. And I did that. And so when I met back up with my agent, I was under contract. We were talking about, you know, what the plans were for the house. And I said, oh, yeah, I went on Sunday and I purchased my washer and dryer. And she said, Tiffany. And I said, I did. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit of something. I was just really being rebellious. I shouldn't have been doing it. But luckily, that did not knock me out of being able to purchase a home. Now, I have a video I want you all to check out of what not to do when you are in the process of purchasing a home. Is that who I think it is? Yes, it is. I know she's not up here trying to get a car. Let me get out and see what's going on.
Bells and whistles.
Lady!
Tiffany, hey girl. Oh, this is my realtor. What are you doing up here?
No, the question is, what are you doing up here?
Looking at this car. You know, I want a new car too, and it's just, I'm just looking, but I really like it. You know, I want to upgrade my car as well.
Okay, so. But did you forget that you are trying to purchase a home and you get the house first and then the car?
I didn't think this would really hurt anything. That's why I'm just kind of looking.
No, what you need to do is close the door. Sir, she shouldn't even be here. Close the door. Now, what you just saw here is an example of when you are looking to purchase a home, you want to get the home first and then get your car. Now, in some instances, there are some buyers that can purchase a car first, but most buyers must get the home first and then get the dream car. If you need any information on purchasing a home or selling a home, feel free to give me a call. I am Tiffany Todd with TD Realty.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions or you are in need of any real estate assistance yourself or you know someone that is, feel free to reach out to me. I can be reached at Marathon Property Group on Instagram. And if you want, you can reach out to me on Instagram at What Tiff Talking About and on TikTok at Marathon Property Group _. Happy buying.